May I have your attention, please?
Your attention, please?
May I have your attention?
This is Attention, Please, where each week we draw your attention to some of the enriching opportunities, events, and services on offer on this amazing peninsula we call home. My name is Karen Anderson, and this week I spoke with representatives of the Jefferson County Community Wellness Project to discuss their farm-to-school programs and to learn more about their upcoming Harvest Dinner fundraiser at the Whelan Motor Movie on October 28th. On a crisp October morning, I met up with Shelby Smith, the coordinator for the Community Wellness Project, who gave me a tour of the school garden at Chimicum Creek Primary.
This is the welcome circle where we set the stage for each garden class. And these raised beds here are perennial herbs and medicinal herbs. So there's parsley, there's sage, there's rosemary, there's thyme, there's oregano. We have got some ground cherries growing there. There's lavender, there's catmint. There's some mullein over here, nasturtiums and chives. There's some queen of the meadow here as well. And the idea is to have this sort of be a sensory space where you could brush against the plants and get a really good, you know, hit of scent and have just really pull in all of your senses to the experience in the garden.
Shelby, can you tell us a little bit about what the Jefferson County Community Wellness Project is and who it serves?
The Community Wellness Project was started in 2008, and it was started with the intention of creating farm-to-school programs in East Jefferson County schools. And at that time, Port Townsend and Quilcene were a little more ready to jump into the action than Chimicum was. And so eventually the nonprofit sort of morphed into, it got a new name, the Jefferson Farm to School Coalition, and served as an incubator for school garden programs and farm to school. Farm to school is a large umbrella that includes school gardens, sourcing local food and cooking it in school meals programs, and supporting the high school career and technical education programs that have to do with agriculture and culinary arts. And the Community Wellness Program, formerly the Jefferson Farm to School Coalition, served as an incubator to receive some grants that were able to pay salaries for the first garden coordinators and some infrastructure development at Port Townsend and at Quilcene. And then those programs kind of got up and running and came under the umbrella of the school districts. And now Quilcene and Port Townsend have garden programs that are part of their school annual budget. And Chimicum had sort of a series of leadership transitions and things had been unsettled. But about 5 years ago, a group of community stakeholders began having regular meetings with the then superintendent to talk about farm-to-school work in the Chimicum School District. And at that time, the folks who'd gotten the programs up and running at Port Townsend and Quilcene were ready to pull back and focus on other things. And so they sort of handed this nonprofit back to a group based primarily in Chimicum at the time. And we started grant writing. And the first grant we were able to receive was Healthy Kids, Healthy Schools grant through the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction. And that allowed us to put the basic infrastructure in here and at Chimicum Elementary on the main campus for school gardens. And then we started doing some local fundraising for garden coordinators, garden educator positions, as well as additional pieces of infrastructure.
Can you describe the relationship of the school gardens to the food services that the schools provide?
So we know from well-established research that kids who grow food in school gardens are much more willing to taste and eat it when they see it in their cafeterias. So if we can create a situation where kids have the opportunity to grow food, to taste food, to open their palates and their minds, to get some good habits around, you know, seeing fresh leafy things in their school meals and tasting, you know, smoothies made with local fruit and eating pumpkin bars made with pumpkins that they grew in their own school gardens, they're much more likely to to take those habits home to their families and to stick with those habits as they, you know, grow and become adults in the world. We see school gardens not only as being just an incredibly rich learning laboratory for the academic, the core academics, but also as a way to create a really solid foundation for health and well-being that will last a lifetime.
Does the Community Wellness Project provide funding to support these farm-to-school programs?
Yes, we do. We provide funding in various ways and to various degrees for all four school districts in East Jefferson County. And we primarily do that through local fundraising efforts. We do some grant writing and some grant consulting and some support in that way, but primarily we have a couple of fundraisers that we hold each year, and we raise funds in those community events to essentially provide money or resources that the food services directors and teachers can use to build and enhance their farm-to-school programs. So the fundraiser that we're hosting this fall on October 28th will raise funds so that our local food services directors can purchase food from local farms to serve in school meals.
Well, Shelby, thank you so much for meeting with me today and sharing all this information about the Community Wellness Project. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
You know, these programs are so important, but they can't happen without the support of the community. So when folks come together to say, this is important to us, this is a priority for our children, and we're ready to help make that happen through time, talent, or treasure. You know, we need volunteers, we need committee members, we need donors, we need supporters and cheerleaders. So when our community comes together in that way, then we can really, you know, grow healthy kids.
I next spoke with Stacy Larson. Stacy is not only the food services director for the Port Townsend School District, she's also a member of the board of directors of the Community Wellness Project and the founder of the annual Harvest Dinner.
My name is Stacy Larson, and I'm the director of the food service for the Port Townsend School District. I've been doing this since the 2015-2016 school year. Every day I get to feed kids good food, and when I came on board, they were transitioning from heat and serve to scratch cooking. So I really got to be a part of that transition and trying to figure out like what kids really like and what they're going to eat and make sure that it's healthy, because you can make the healthiest food, but if they're not going to eat it, then they're not going to get that nutrition. How do we get the kids to eat really healthy, tasty food? You know, and we have Red Dog beets. And so we're like, okay, what can we do with these local beets? Let's roast them. Let's add some kale and some feta cheese and make some really yummy food so that maybe they have never eaten before. And so that's super exciting.
So Stacy, can you talk a little bit about how the school uses locally sourced food and what impacts you've seen?
So when I started, we're just starting scratch cooking and trying to source locally. We didn't really do any of that before. It was all frozen chicken nuggets and dehydrated mashed potatoes. And now we have all these gleaned apples. And so the kids get to try all these different kinds of looking apples and tasting apples. And we use a lot of produce from Red Dog Farms, squash and kale and apples, and we roast them and try to get them into our menu. So we try to pull in as much local and fresh as we can. And that really wasn't the case before. All kids in Jefferson County deserve to eat healthy and fresh food. And so let's make sure that each school district gets to do that, and they have gardens and they're growing herbs and other things like that.
I asked Stacy to tell me a little bit about how fundraising and the role of the Community Wellness Project assists the farm-to-school programs.
The fundraisers in the past have really helped get soil and biochar and seeds into the teaching garden at Salish Coast. And then now we're doing a production garden at Salish Coast. And we're going to keep on growing that production garden, because my goal is to try to grow as much of our own produce as we can for food security, as well as education of the students. So we're really trying to get hoop houses and greenhouses on the campus of Salish. And community wellness has been helpful in that. It also have given some funds to help pay for a garden coordinator so that we can have those garden classes that are really important, because the teachers come out with their kiddos so they can integrate what they're doing in the garden into their curriculum. But it's really important to have that garden educator with the classroom teachers. So they've helped out with that. And when we first started this, it was a fundraiser to get a cow. The first harvest dinner I did was 75 plates of food. I cooked it myself with the help of one of my staff. And it was small. It was at Finn River. And it was just to raise funds so we can get beef from Westbrook Angus, because it was about $3,500 per cow. And that wasn't in my food service budget. The fundraiser has grown each year to incorporate the other school districts. It's been really exciting to be a part of the Community Wellness Project as it has changed over time, and really, you know, the scope of trying to get great food into our kids, because everybody deserves great food. And, you know, we've got a lot of food insecurity, and I don't think a lot of people see it, because Port Townsend, Jefferson County, you just see this, you know, this vibrant community, and you don't, people often don't think about the families that don't have food. And so making sure, sometimes kids don't have food when they go home from school. And so for us to be able to provide a healthy breakfast and a healthy lunch means the world to us. And Community Wellness Project and the larger Jefferson County community have really helped make sure that we're giving the best food that we can to those kids.
Can you talk a little bit about what you did to pivot and the decisions that you made to keep serving kids when the school shut down, and then after that too?
You know, we were really lucky that we had great leadership. Sandy Gessner was our superintendent at the time, and she could sense this was coming, and coming down from she just said, be prepared, you might have to change. And so we were starting to think about pivoting weeks before we actually did. And so when we served our last hot meal on March 17th, the next day we were serving sack lunches, and we had all of the bus drivers just pivoted from driving kids to driving meals. It was one of the most amazing things, because we've never really worked with, you know, the other departments so much. And we had bus drivers helping pack sacks and driving the food to the kids. And they made sure those kids got fed every day, and they communicated with the food service. And so from that very first day, we said, okay, we're going to pack sack lunches. It's going to be cold. We're going to still make sure that it's food safe. But what can we do to make sure that kids still have scratch cooked food, but it looks different than what it did before? What is our bottom line? Our bottom line is to feed kids healthy food every day. And we did it. And we did it without trying to use a lot of prepackaged food. And I'm really, really proud that we could do that. But we did it from day one. And I'm very proud.
I love how you focused on what your mission was, because it wasn't to provide school lunches. It was to feed kids wherever you found them. That is such an amazing clarity of mission that enabled you to keep doing what you do while the schools were closed. How have you since now modified, now that schools are open again?
Well, that was one of the biggest things I fought for, was hot food from day one. we're doing the menus that we like to do. It's just the packaging looks a little bit different. But many kids have told me, thank you for making sure we get hot food this year.
How does the Harvest Dinner still support what you do now?
Most school district food service programs run in the red. It's not a money-making portion. We get reimbursements from the federal government, from USDA, but it does not cover all of our costs. So we try to run it as efficiently as we can, but you know, getting produce from local farms is more expensive than if we didn't. And so the Community Wellness Project helps us buy more of that local produce that we wouldn't be able to, that's not in our budget.
How is this year's format going to be different than years past?
The first Harvest Dinner was 75 people at Finn River. Last year, we tried to do another fundraiser because we will always need money for the gardens and for local food. And so how do we do it in a way that's exciting? And so last year we did one. We wanted to do one again at Finn River, and we were hoping to do it, but it wasn't able to happen. And so we were like, well, why don't we just have it out at the movie theater? And so we've been working with Rick Wiley at the Wheel In Drive-In, and Margaret and I met him. And he's very open to helping us produce a great fundraiser that's COVID safe and that we still get to make really yummy food. And so this year, you know, we're going to make a couple warm soups because it'll be cold outside. We're going to make some really amazing biscuits and cornbread with local grain. And then the students from Chimicum and Port Townsend are going to be making the dessert. And we're going to be able to use some of the, hopefully some of the applesauce that we made last year. We made 5,000 pounds of applesauce with the help of the gleaners. And so we still have some of that frozen. So I'm hoping to use some of that gleaned applesauce in our dessert. I think it's going to be a really amazing and unique event. I've never been to a fundraiser at a drive-in before. I've watched it grow from people that I knew personally that were really interested in local food, you know, a bunch of my friends from Local 2020 and, you know, different farmers, and to see it become this amazing group of farm and food and school supporters from all of Jefferson County has been really, really beautiful to see.
Yeah, I'm struck by this notion we often have that by buying things locally, it's more expensive, but we are not taking into account the multiplier effect of spending that money locally, not just in the way that it supports our local economy, but also how it reduces our carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a huge, huge impact. By what you're doing, you're accomplishing so many things on so many levels for our community at large. It's just incredibly commendable.
And keeping, you know, the stuff local, then we also, you know, there's a lot of unemployment. And so making sure that local folks have local jobs is important. One thing that I want to say is, you know, if anybody would like to volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers to come and maybe help with Lita in the garden or to help me do some taste testing of different vegetables. Well, so they could volunteer through Community Wellness Project.
If you'd like more information on how you can participate in the Jefferson County Community Wellness Project's farm to school programs, you can visit jccwp.org. This has been Karen Anderson for Attention Please. Thank you so much for listening.